Be there and be square. That's the battle cry for tonight's first ever Nerd Night. It's happening tonight at Great Lakes Coffee on Woodward in the Medical Center area of Detroit. Having a Nerd Night in the 313 brings Detroit into the Nerd Night fold, as it were. Ann Arbor started its monthly Nerd Nights earlier this year. What is a Nerd Night, you ask? Well, I am glad you asked. We have organizers Liz Lamasti and Amber Conville join me in the studio now. So, Liz, I want to start with you. What happens during a Nerd Night?
A lot of things happen during a Nerd Night. So the basic idea is that we find three presenters from different disciplines. It can be anything from history to science to policy. Anything is fair game. And they talk about whatever they're passionate about and what they think is interesting. And the audience drinks along and asks questions. And then during the transition, people make friends and talk about what they've heard.
So, Liz, give us an idea. Where did Nerd Night begin? I love the name, but the origin has to be really interesting.
It is really interesting. So it all began with this guy named Chris. And he was getting his PhD in evolutionary biology. Chugging along, researching, which I'm sure a lot of our audience can relate to.
And where was Chris, by the way?
Chris was in Boston.
Okay.
So he went to Cameroon to do research on this bird. He thought the bird was really nice at first, and apparently it wasn't. It was this parasitic, angry, mean bird in Cameroon. And when he came back to Boston to talk about his research and move forward, he would talk about his story in a bar that he went to all the time. And at some point, the bartender, very understanding person, goes, "That's enough.
Enough with the gross bird.
Just bring everybody in, all of your friends. Bring them all in and talk about it and get it over with." So that happened. And then Chris talked to this guy named Matt who was hosting trivia in New York. And they got to talking and saying, "We have something bigger here than me just talking about my dissertation project." And thus, Nerd Night was born. And this is about the mid-2000s or so.
Okay.
And so we have one in Boston, New York, and then they started spreading in the East Coast all the way to Wellington, Windsor, Portland, now Ann Arbor and Detroit. So it's pretty hard to travel in the United States and not find one.
Is it pretty much a college student thing, or is it open to all comers?
It's open to all comers. And actually, in our experience in Ann Arbor, we didn't do any formal data or anything, but it seemed a good mix of people who were professionals working and students. So it's good to be in university towns because it's easy to find presenters.
A lot of nerds.
Lots of nerds. But in Detroit, none of our presenters are in school right now. So it's a mix.
So for tonight's inaugural Nerd Night in Detroit, Amber Conville, give us an idea of... you've got three presenters lined up. Who's going to be speaking and what are they going to speak about?
So up first, we have Misha Adams and Matt Buss, who own the Detroit Fly House, which is a circus school in Detroit. They are coming to talk about running a circus school and what that entails and how much fun it is.
Who knew? I didn't know there was a circus school in Detroit. Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. It's actually really fun. I've been myself a number of times.
Okay.
Then we're going to have Amy Elliott Bragg from the Detroit Drunken Historical Society. She's coming to talk about the pre-Purple Gang prohibition in Detroit. And then we also have Charles Gibson from the Michigan Science Center coming to talk about spiders. His talk is actually called Arachnoholics Anonymous. He was originally afraid of them and then started studying them more. And now there's pictures of him with spiders on his face.
Wow. It certainly, Nerd Night seems to be about fun and about entertainment, but what do you think it says about adding that entertainment value to learning? How does that impact what people remember and what they think about what they're learning?
That's a really good question. I think in addition to just learning something new about the subject matter, if people leave with a new interest, or they might be motivated to dig into a topic they've been thinking about that didn't come up in Nerd Night, and maybe they'll want to present in the future, or they'll want to tell their friends about it, or start another group or something like that. So I think it's not just about the entertainment, and it's not just about the learning for learning, which is valuable, and we think that information exchange is really important. Mm. But it's also sort of what we can do together that we probably wouldn't do so much on our own.
That's pretty fun. And as you say, it's open to all comers, so you don't have to feel that you don't have to be a college student or even a member of a university community to get something out of Nerd Night. Liz Lamasti and Amber Conville are the organizers of the inaugural Nerd Night in Detroit, Nerd Night in the 313. As they say, Nerd Night is like the Discovery Channel with beer. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.